All right, Buccaneer fans, we get the opportunity here on this historic day as Lovie Smith has been named the 10th head coach in Buccaneers history to talk with Shelton Quarles. Unique position, not only working in the front office, but played for Lovie Smith during his tenure when Lovie was a linebackers coach. Great to see you. I know the smile has been on your face for several days now. What is this like for you to see Lovie come back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I'm just really excited for the organization and as well as myself working with him in the front office.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you had to be elated. It had to be kind of surreal when you were standing Sunday afternoon out on the tarmac and the private plane flew in and Lovie Smith gets off the plane as the new Bucs coach. What was it like?
It was a little bit weird. You know, I went to give him a handshake and he's like, "What are you doing with that hand? You better give me a hug." So I knew it was family, and so I'm happy to have him home.
What can Buccaneer fans expect from this man that you know so well? What can you tell them about what to expect here with him coming in as the new head coach?
You know, when we had practices, he always talked about Los. And I remember we didn't have a few good practices in a row. And he said, "Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start grading practice like it was a game." And so every day he graded our practice like a game. So you had to perform. So it was like, make sure you take them to the ground, make sure you're hustling every play. No loafs, and so he's going to demand respect. The guys are going to play for him hard, and they're going to run to the football, and they're going to be fast and physical. So I'm happy about that. You know, one of the things that he talked about all the time was the four P's. Preparation prevents a poor performance. And so in saying that, he allowed me and motivated me to do the best I could when I was studying, so that way I would be ready to go on the field.
You were part, along with that coaching staff, of a special time where the Buccaneers turned around and became a great team, a playoff contending team, and eventually a Super Bowl championship team. To have this man come back and be part of that time, it's got to be exciting for you, for the fans, etc., because you all were part of this back 15 years ago.
I'm excited. You know, I'm looking forward to getting those waiting lists. I can remember looking at a sign. We have 40,000 people waiting for season tickets to our football games. I remember coming to our games during the preseason where it was sold out, and, you know, it was just a raucous crowd. I remember our playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers the Super Bowl year, and I remember coming out in all those white flags. I said, there's no way we're going to lose that game. So I'm looking forward to seeing the guys perform on the field, but also the fans getting excited about what we do, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Couple more fun ones. Do you have any fun Lovie Smith stuff that you can give us? It won't get you in any trouble. Does he have any quirks, any superstitions, anything like that from the coaching days, anything like that?
I guess this one he probably won't mind if I say too much, or neither will his wife. He used to do our game plans, and every week I'd go through with a highlighter, highlighting the stuff that pertained to me, but also the stuff that didn't. And one of the things I used to do was make sure that everything was spelled correctly, and if anything was wrong grammatically, I would point it out to him and put the number of the page it was on and where it was located. And he'd always say, "That dang Marianne," which is his wife, "she typed this wrong again." So that was a weekly occurrence for us. So he's just such a great guy, and I'm looking forward to being with him again.
Well, I know that Buccaneer fans are excited, and Shelton Quarles, I know you're excited. So we can't wait for this season to start, right?
I know. I wish it started yesterday.
A lot of fun here from One Buck Place. For Shelton Quarles, TJ Reeves with you on Buccaneers.com.